Halacha Dalid, Inyan Sholoi Shnei Orla, regarding the 3 years, the three first years of a tree, where the produce is considered Orla, off limits, U'bashonu Horeviyis Tzrichin Lahaloi Saperos LiYerushalayim. And on the fourth year, we're required to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Al-Pi HaToyra Tiku Mem Sholoh. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 1 in the second half of Likut Imran, which is one of the major Rosh Hashanah shirim of Rabbeinu Zal. It was one of the shirim that was given in the last three Rosh Hashanahs of Rabbeinu Zal's life. The haklal, to summarize what it says there, le'inyonenu, related to our topic, ki ish ha'yisraeli nivro sheyieloi mamshalo al hamalochim. A Jew was created to achieve a certain goal. What's the goal? The goal is to get to become so powerful to be able to rule over angels. On the simplest level, this is regarding the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination that works against a person's doing battle their whole life. It's called Melchemes HaYetzer, that there's this angel inside of a person that's trying to block him from doing all kinds of good things and trying to encourage him to do all kinds of bad things. And the Jew has to try to become strong and to succeed in ruling over that angel, to rule over his Yetzer Hara, to control the Yetzer Hara. Just like it says in the Pasuk, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, you will love Hashem with your entire heart. So the Gemara says it should say b'chol libcha, lev. Why levavcha? Levavcha implies two hearts. The Gemara says, yes, you should get to a level where you're able to serve Hashem with both hearts, meaning the Yetzer Tov, the good inclination that's in your heart, and the Yetzer Hara that's in your heart. To be able to turn him around, to become his boss. Instead of him telling you what to do, you tell him what to do and use his energy for serving Hashem. Ach tzrichin lishmor esatzmei moed mikinas hamalochim. However, Rabbeinu Zal says there, that if you're trying to get on top of the malochim, they know that, and they get nervous. They can get jealous. The malachim don't want you. Everyone likes to be on top. You want to be on top? They want to be on top also. Shelo yidchafu ayisoy chas hashalom. That the angels shouldn't push him away, shouldn't push him out of the ballpark, chas v'shalom. We know that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to get the Torah, the Gemara says that the angels said, Ma liyilud isha beinenu. What is this human being doing? The word beinenu has two meanings. Beinenu means among us. How dare he come up into our neighborhood here, into our domain? Beinenu also means between us. How dare this human being try to come between us, between the angels and Hashem? Meaning that they saw what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. He was going past them, in front of them, closer to Hashem than they were. And that ruffled their feathers, kav yochel. V'ho'etzel azeh, how does a Jew protect himself from this jealousy, from this envy of the malachim that they shouldn't want to destroy him? Lahachzik es atzmoi b'sharoshei neshomos Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal says there, you have to grab onto the throne of Hashem and hold on to that. That'll save you. What is the throne of Hashem? The throne of Hashem is the source, the roots of all the Jewish souls. All the Jewish souls originate, they're carved out from the Kisei HaKovod, the throne of Hashem. So by grabbing onto the source, the roots of Klal Yisrael, that's the Kisei HaKovod, that's the protection. Shehem chatzuvois mitachas kisei hakovod. We know that the Jewish souls are carved out from under the kisei hakovod. Shehu bechinas chava, aim kol choy. We know that chava, the mother of the world, was called aim kol choy, the mother of all of life. So she's the mother of all of life on a physical level. The kisei hakovod, the throne of Hashem, is the mother of all life on a spiritual level. That's where the souls come from. Shezeu b'chinas vayiven Hashem Elokim es Hatzela. As the pasuk says, Hashem built up that rib that he took from Adam Arishon. He built it into Chava, who was the, and she built up all of creation. achtzrichen. So Rabbi Nezal says there that the solution is to grab on to the Sharoshe Neshamas Yisrael, the great tzaddikim who are the source, the roots of all the Jewish souls. We know that in the first story in Sipur HaMaaseis, Rabbi Nezal speaks about a king who got angry at his daughter and then she left. And then the second to the king, the Sheni Lamelech, saw how upset the king was about the fact that his daughter had left him and she was lost, that the Sheni Lamelech, the second to the king, set out to search for that lost princess. The Meforshim point out that the word Sheni makes up the first letters of Shoyrish Neshamos Yisrael, that the tzaddik is called the source of all the Jewish souls. Each tzaddik is like a tree, and all these souls that are connected to him are like leaves and branches on a tree. So he is their roots. He is their source. However, Rabbi Nezal says, if when you're looking to attach yourself to the tzaddik, you're looking to find the right tzaddik and to attach yourself to him, ach tzrichin lahakires hamefursamim. The person has to come to know the famous people, the leaders, Shehem Klulim Kol HaNeshamos. They are a composite of all the Jewish souls. Each Jewish leader, each tzaddik, the Gemara says, which person was there who gave birth to 600,000 in one shot? It was Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is a composite of all 600,000 souls. So each tzaddik who is a Bechinas Moshe is a composite of all the souls under him. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students. He was the shoyrish. He was the source, the root, the foundation of those 24,000 souls. So Rabbi Nezal says, the person has to get to know these leaders. Ki yesh kama mefursamim shel sheker. Because of the fact that there are false leaders also, people who aren't really qualified to be leaders, people who are not Shoyrish Neshamas Yisrael. She'ikr gdulosom rak al yidei azus. Their authority, their fame and glory came through chutzpah. The fact that they had the audacity, even though they knew very well that they weren't qualified, they still went after the position. They still sought honor, glory, to be recognized as leaders, even though they don't really qualify as Jewish leaders. Ki Azus Malchusa Beloitaga, because Azus Chutzpah is a kingdom without a crown, meaning it's a defective kingdom, it's a defective leadership. Now, how is a person zoicha to be able to identify the true leaders from the false leaders? V'zeh zoichin al yedei binyan Yerushalayim. A person can be zoichin to that by building Yerushalayim. Shehu bechinas shleimus hayira. The word Yerushalayim is two words. Yira sholem. Which means by the person trying to achieve perfection of yira, hatluya belev, which is dependent on the heart. The Gemara says that those mitzvahs, which whether you do them or don't do them, people don't see. It's not obvious to people. It's about those mitzvahs that the Torah writes, V'yareso me'elekecha. Make sure that you fear Hashem. Because even though people won't know whether you did the right thing or not, Hashem will know. Hashem knows what's in your heart, what's in your mind. So we see that Yira is associated with the heart. V'loze tzrichin l'shaber sholosh hatayvois. Shehem mafsidin hayira shebelev. Rabbi Nezal says there that if a Jew wants to perfect the yira of the heart, he has to overcome the three evil desires, the three materialistic desires, which destroy, which work against the yira in the heart. Shehem taivas mamon, v'taivas meshagel, v'taivas achila. The desire, the excessive desire for money, for women, and for food. All three, when a person wants it to excess or the wrong way, These represent terrible things. And these are the things that decrease the yira in the heart, the yira sashem. Veliskois lotzeis me'elo ha'taivois. How can a person succeed in getting out of these three taivas? Hualidei kabolas sholosh regolim koroi. It's by showing the proper respect to the three major holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Shehu ve'oz zoichen le'yira. When a Jew is zoichet to show the proper respect to these three holidays, then we're zoichet to yira. Shehu bechinas binyan Yerushalayim, which is synonymous with building up Yerushalayim. Because we said Yerushalayim is yira sholem. And through this binyan Yerushalayim, through this yira, through overcoming these evil desires, through being zeicher to get to a level where one rules over the angels, through that a person is zeicher to the perfection of tefillah, and tefillah is referred to as the dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem. V'chulu, Rabbeinu Zal, every line that Rabbeinu Zal is saying here is a page over there in Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this and elaborates. When a Jew is zeicher to all of this, then they'll be zeicher to hold on to the source of all the souls, which is the tzaddik, the great tzaddik, who is called a shoyrish neshamas Yisrael, who is like the throne of Hashem, the kisei hakavod. Va'oz yihye kiyum lahamemshola shloi al hamalochim. And then his rulership, his authority over the angels, will be able to last. They won't knock him off his throne. And when a person accomplishes all of this, then that person is qualified to make Rosh Hashanah, to lead a Rosh Hashanah. Ayin Shom Kol Ze Heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, study that chapter in Likutei Moran well, so that you'll have a solid foundation to be able to appreciate this halacha and Likutei Halachas fully.